WGN, a little while ago on the Wintrust Business Lunch, our guest was talking about the pent-up demand for travel still overseas. I don't know how it is domestically, but as much as I like to cruise, and we talk about that traveling a lot here on WGN, here's a domestic cruise opportunity. It's a riverboat. It's that riverboat twilight that you hear about. Carrie Steyer joins us as the co-owner on our Best of the Midwest series. Hey, Carrie, it's John. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, John. I'm good. What a beautiful day for cruising.
Yeah, I'll bet. Where does the boat dock? Where do people get on board?
So we get on board at LeClaire, Iowa, which is over by the Quad Cities, and we travel up to Dubuque, Iowa, overnight, and then come back the next day. So it's a nice round trip. You leave your car, you'll come back to your car, and it's not too far from Chicago. So it's an easy drive right over on I-80.
I've done it before. We did the overnight stay, Brenda and I did. And just loved it. So describe the boat to us. What are we getting on board?
So the Twilight is a very old Victorian-styled riverboat. The tapered decks and a lot of the ornamental look, and the pilot house on the top, and the big wheel in the pilot house, which you are able to go visit if you'd like. So she is very Victorian looking. However, she is enclosed and air conditioned if it is a hot day, mm-hmm. and or heated in the fall time. So modern amenities, but the old fashioned look.
And you don't stay on the boat. You can eat. You eat on the boat, right? But lodging is in a hotel. There's no berths on this boat, right?
That's correct. We overnight on shore in Dubuque at the Grand Harbor Resort Hotel, which is very conveniently located right along the riverfront, just steps away from where we get off the boat.
Talk a little bit about the food and beverage on the boat.
Well, you mentioned eating. We do eat a lot. You get breakfast, lunch, and dinner both days. You get snacks so you're eating about every 2 hours if you want. So there's lots to eat. There is a bar on board, a fully stocked bar, too, if you'd like an adult beverage or just a soda or coffee, iced tea, lemonade. That's available as well.
And when you're on the way we did it, and I suppose this is the way most folks do, like sometimes you're looking at the scenery, sometimes you're reading a book. How long is the trip from Iowa up to Dubuque, from where you start to when you get off that day? How long am I on the boat?
So we leave LeClaire at 8 in the morning, and we arrive in Dubuque somewhere between 5:30 and 6 o'clock. And then the next day, we do give you the opportunity to tour around the port of Dubuque. We offer complimentary shuttle service to, for instance, the National Mississippi River Museum and Aquarium. Your tickets to that are included in the price of your cruise, so take advantage of that. We go to what they call the 4th Street Elevator, which is an incline railway, and at the top you can see three states, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Illinois. And then we do a couple other tour things in the morning before getting on the boat. We leave Dubuque about 11:30, and we get back to LeClaire approximately 6.
I think we did a hop-on, hop-off when we were up in Dubuque. Does that sound right?
Correct. Yep, that the shuttle service will take you, and you can spend all your time at the museum or go visit the incline railway or do, you know, whatever you want.
And
sleep
when,
in if you want.
And when we were in LeClaire, I think we went early enough that maybe we stayed the night before. I think that's what it is. And then we went to the American Pickers place. Is that still up and running?
You betcha. LeClaire is such a quaint little river town, and you could absolutely spend the day before and the day after looking around, shopping. They have a winery, a distillery, a brewery, several local restaurants, so they're not chain restaurants. They do have the Buffalo Bill Museum that is next to the boat landing that's kind of a must-see. It's much more than just Buffalo Bill in the museum. River history, local history, of course, Buffalo Bill. So, yeah, absolutely. Come in, spend the day before, spend some time after, you know, and then do the cruise in between. It's a great little getaway.
Well, and that's probably the best way to do it, because otherwise you got to get up real early to get on the boat. If you're listening in the Chicago area, it's about, what, a three-hour drive to the dock from Chicago?
Yeah, 2.5, 3 hours. Uh-huh.
Yeah, right. So what we did was we went out the afternoon before, say on a Friday, and then we got on the boat Saturday morning. That was very convenient. Got back mm-hmm. Sunday and then just drove home Sunday evening.
Right.
That's probably typical. Is it weekends or do you do it all week long?
So our schedule this season is during the summer months, so June, July, August. We depart on Tuesdays or Thursdays. And then after Labor Day, it's Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday departures.
Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday. And each time you budget 2 days then for the trip.
Correct.
Got it. About 140 people on the boat. Is that about right?
Boy, you remember a lot. Yes, that's correct.
And there were two decks. So the top deck, chairs and comfortable areas to sit and look out. And I also remember, and again, I did this a few years ago. It seemed to me there were parts of the Mississippi that were so wide, you could hardly see the shore on the other end. How far across is the river in that stretch?
And those little stretch you're talking about, it's about 3 miles
That's
wide.
That's amazing. Yeah. 3 miles wide.
Yep. Huh. It is a cool trip in so much that you do get to see some river towns, but yes, a part of the thing, you are just out there in the middle of the wilderness, and you might see a towboat going by, and at times you're the only people out there, and it's just such a cool feeling to, it's like you're all alone in this very cool oasis, and yeah, that part of it I really love.
I brought a book, sat up there, read a little bit, every now and then you'd look out, every now and then I'd have a drink, then it was time for lunch. I mean, it's just a very relaxing way to spend a couple days. And you don't have to go anywhere. I mean, you just get in your car, drive to Iowa, and you're there.
Yep. And the captain, you know, we've been doing this for, this is our 36th year. So he knows the river, and he tells lots of stories, interesting stories, yeah, and facts about the river, and tells you about what a lock and dam, because we do go through two locks and dams. We see a lot of eagles. We see a lot of wildlife in this area. Mm-hmm. So that's ongoing as well during the day.
This is called the Riverboat Twilight. So is it the one, you have one ship, is that right, one boat?
Yes, correct.
Okay. We have the Riverboat Twilight Signature Cruise, two-day overnight cruise giveaway, departing from LeClaire, traveling to Dubuque, as you said, and then back on the Mississippi. It's the bluffs, it's the locks and dams, it's the river towns. The trip includes breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, overnight lodging at the Dubuque Grand Harbor Resort. It's a nice hotel. Entry into the National Mississippi River Museum and Aquarium, and then back. If you go to WGNradio.com, you can enter to win this package. There's no purchase necessary. Just go to WGNradio.com. What's the backslash on that, Pete? Contest. Go to the contest page at WGNradio.com, and you can enter to win. It's a very nice getaway. And heck, if you don't win, and only one person will, what's the cost for this trip? Are there any packages available?
So it starts at $429 a person, and that, of course, includes everything we just talked about.
Wow. Okay, well, that's cheaper than most cruises that I'm promoting on the radio station. So there's some real value there. And it's nice to just be in, you know, in Illinois or in Iowa, wherever you are. But it's so close, but you really do feel like you're far away. That's on the Riverboat Twilight. I think it would be fun for a family reunion, bring mom and dad on this for a weekend. Who's typically on the ship?
So it's anniversary gifts, birthdays, retirement, and yeah, family reunions, class reunions, military get-togethers. So it's a variety for sure.
It's a part of our Best of the Midwest series. Today we're going to LeClaire up to Dubuque and back with Carrie Steyer, the co-owner of the Riverboat Twilight. Click on riverboattwilight.com. Or go to WGNradio.com/contests and enter our contest to win. Well, well done, Carrie. Thanks for your thoughts. Sounds like a great summer is ahead of you.
Yes, good to talk to you again. Come out and see us again.
Yeah, you will.